Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome in to this live stream edition. Jerry Hamilton and myself here, just back from the first practice of the season. Longhorns are still going at it. We got about a 30-minute window viewing session, which is a little extended from normal. That's why we came in a little later than anticipated, but very thankful we got the extended time from Coach Steve Sarkisian and crew. Jerry, initial impressions. I've got several. What do you want to start with?
A lot of NFL talent.
Yo,
Steve Sarkisian, we said it last year and we talked about it this morning on Coffee and Football, but the roster he's built at Texas, Sarkisian and that staff, got to give Jeff Banks a lot of credit as well. It continues to look like a roster filled with a lot of guys that have a chance to play football for their career. I mean, that was one of my big takeaways. Obviously, you could tell, by the way, Quinn's put on some good weight, Bobby.
Yes.
We'll get into all that. But my initial thought was, okay, this is offensive line, has depth in a spring practice, the most depth they've had in a spring practice, and I can remember. It looked like a team that can go compete in the SEC. That was my takeaway. They look like they're ready for a step up in competition on a week-to-week basis.
Absolutely. Texas, this is Trey Owens going here. I'm going to do my big takeaway. Yeah. I was one player I wanted to wow me.
Yeah.
That guy for me is Ryan Wingo.
Yeah.
Different dude now.
Yeah.
Of all the guys, so Isaiah Bond's legit. There's no doubt about that. DeAndre Moore looked better.
Such a smooth route runner.
Unbelievable. The best route runner on the team, in my opinion. Better than Jonte and better than Bond. Wingo has that second gear downfield like Adonai Mitchell.
So what Bobby,
very similar.
What Bobby's very talking similar. About, he's into a route and he sees the ball in the air and then he hits the extra gear. That's the guy that can be a high draft pick one day.
Yep.
Because he's quick off the line. He's quick into his routes. He has top end speed, but then when he locates a ball, he has another gear to go get it.
Here, I want y'all to watch coming up here in this clip, Amari Nyblak coming up as number 8. Look how good he looks.
And he looks really good.
He was another one that I said, you want him going off the bus first.
Yes.
Absolutely. This look how quick he is in this. Sark is sitting there telling them either man or zone is the drill. And it's either sit down if it's zone or man, you run them off.
Yep.
He caught the drill the very first time. I'll tell you who else looked really, really good throwing the ball deep was Quinn Ewers today. Just at the first deep ball drill, nobody hit. Yep. Like it was like 3 for 5, but they were all behind him and everything. Then they started throwing to the cone, to the pylon. They started throwing really deep, and he and Arch.
Yeah.
I mean, come on now. Those guys have some unbelievable talent, Jerry. Just from the very outset, they're phenomenal. Quarterbacks as good or better than advertised. Quinn continues to look better, in my opinion. Physically, Arch looks great physically.
Yeah.
Trey Owens is very big.
Quicker feet than you think with Trey. When you watch him go through drills, Trey's got quicker feet than you think. Just a little play action stuff in turn. He has quick feet. I think Texas quarterback room is very healthy. I say that, and that's not a knock on Malik Murphy. I think Trey Owens is a more talented guy than Malik Murphy. So I think their 1-3 is actually going to take a step up this year. Obviously, you hope Trey Owens doesn't have to play, but he's got quick feet. He's got quicker feet. He's a better, more athletic mover than Malik Murphy was at the quarterback position.
He doesn't move forward as easily as Malik did, but he moves back much better. Let's go to running backs because we got a chance. I mean, Cedric Baxter looks more cut and more defined. He actually looks like he's almost thinned out some baby
His weight is the same, but he's stronger, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. Looks terrific. Jaden Blue, same size.
Okay. Christian Clark, Bobby. Okay, we got to talk about this. I hate to cut off Bobby on this, but Christian Clark's lower body looks like somebody that's been playing in the league for 10 years. Like, and I said this as I saw him at Bergstrom Airport after his official visit to Texas. And he had natural running back body frame, but how much he's changed in a short amount of time. I mean, he looks like a 28-year-old from his waist down.
He's got serious, serious thighs and calves. I mean, this takes nothing away from any of the other guys out there. Jarrett Gibson looked great.
Jarrett Gibson looks great and more compact body. Yeah,
Trey Wisner looked fine. Trey Wisner's going to be
sleek. He's a sleek
looking
running back.
He is definitely a different. He looks like Jamal Charles.
Yeah, he's not built like a traditional running back.
But I mean, they've got guys at running back. But Christian Clark, I think the takeaway there for me, to your point, is he is built. His lower body is built for the NFL.
Yep.
I mean, it just is.
People are going to glance off of his. They're not going to hit him hard. They're going to glance off of him with shoulder pads.
Yeah, absolutely. And then I would also tell you that I thought Jaden Blue looked really good catching the ball out of the backfield.
He's got great hands.
He's just phenomenal at it, actually.
We're going to take some questions here. We've had severe questions. I'll say this. There's Christian Clark.
Look, I mean, if you could zoom in on that, Matt, our producer, his lower body, man, is like, I don't know how else to say this.
That's a
freshman in high school. That's a kid that should be going to his senior prom in a week.
That's the lower body of a 30-year-old running back in the NFL.
Yeah.
I mean, a guy that's been playing 8 years and has been, he's got a great running back frame. We've had a couple of questions about Sadir Mitchell. Sadir's the one guy that early on, man, Kenny Baker got up in his ass and made him walk a lap around the field. And he does look 370 to me. I'll be honest. I mean, he's carrying too much weight. And I think Kenny Baker got after him pretty much early. And that's what's going to happen.
He wanted better effort. I mean, look, that's the way it is. I don't think it's abnormal. This is what's going to happen. If Texas is not trying to be good.
Right.
You know, they're trying to be great.
Sark tweeted out obsessed, right before practice for a reason.
Yep. Let's talk about punt return, too, because that's always a hot topic. People want to know who took punt return.
Yeah.
First of all, it was Jonte Cook was the number one guy there. Then Isaiah Bond was number two. And then it was a cast of characters after that. Aaron Butler misplayed a punt. Ryan Wingo didn't come up to get one. Parker Livingstone was back there. But I think it's going to be those. And then Matthew Golden was back there a little bit too. But I think the punt return duty looks like it's going to be Cook or Bond.
Until Silas Bolden gets here.
Okay, fair.
Right.
Yes. Yeah.
And for the freshmen, that's not a bad thing. Look, it's different catching punts at St. Louis University High School on a Friday night than with a Power 5 level punt. And Ian Ratliff can punt the ball, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
He was a walk-on at Texas, but he's not void of talent. So it's different catching a Power 5 punt. The ball, you have to react to it differently. When that ball turns, especially when it turns over or when it doesn't turn over, it's a higher velocity punt. It's a faster leg speed punt. So these true freshmen, they're learning to field this and judge this differently. So they may look totally different punt one, day one, than they do next week.
Yeah. I thought, you look at that punt return, that was that. Up backs was a mix of groups, just like I think a couple years ago or last couple years.
Yeah.
They're going in groups of four. For the special teams, they had different guys at up back. Darian Gallette was out there, one of them. Gunnar Helm was out there. Hey, by the way, talking about guys that are back, Will Randall, was out there without any kind of leg, moving freely, catching some passes today too. So the tight end from New Orleans,
you mentioned it, so I got to mention Jordan Washington looked really good. Jeff Banks was already giving him some praise. I think Texas has a keeper in Jordan Washington.
Yeah, I think so too. Physically better than I thought.
Yeah.
Is what I would have said, even though I'd heard the reports, et cetera.
Yeah.
You still think you see this guy and you think, okay, basketball player, translating to football player. So I thought he's going to be a year
good,
or two out.
Good length too. Good arm length.
He could see some time this year.
I think so.
Yeah, I mean he could see some time.
He'll quickly probably move ahead of the Juan Davises of the world.
Oh yeah, but that was interesting. You know, we talked about this heading into this today. How Sark did not typically have the ones out there. The newcomers weren't out there with the ones at the first out of the gate. Well, Amari Nyblack was running last place on tight end, but Isaiah Bond was running first on wide receiver.
And part of that could be Nyblack was out for a little while, right? You reported he had a boot on for a little while. Matthew Golden had a boot on for a little while. So
And neither one of them were working with the ones.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, I want to pass before we're going to take all your questions coming up. I want to mention offensive line. Some interesting things I saw there. Brandon Baker was at right tackle today, third team. He will cross train, but he was third team right tackle. Obviously, Cam Williams was first team right tackle. Then you had Trevor Goosby was second team left tackle. Jaden Chapman was third. Malik Ogbo was third team left guard. Obviously, he's your jumbo tight end. But for those wondering where he's going to work out in practice, third team at left guard is where he was. Daniel Cruz was working some third team center out of the gate.
I got a combo block here. Matt, can you pull up that combo block of Kelvin Banks? I thought Kelvin Banks has taken another step in his physical development. He was combo blocking with Hayden Connor. I got a video clip of that.
And he also steps into a leadership role this year too.
Yes, he does.
So he steps in. He's coming in a different place mentally because year one, freshman All-American, year two, all Big 12 level player. Year three, you're now being looked on to be one of the leaders of the program and go out and be a first round pick and All-American.
Got it. Yeah. Matt, if you have that combo block, if you could bring that up, I don't know if you do. He's telling us 1 second to hold on. We'll come back to that. Cam Williams, I thought, looked good as well. DJ Campbell looks like he's trimmed a little bit. Now, trim is relative.
330 versus 345.
Yeah, it's relative.
But it's a good look when you're 6'2 and three quarters.
And he still has those long arms.
Yes.
I mean, he's got, you know, you just look at those two together. Cam Williams and him together are, it's very interesting because one of them's super tall and you know, bulky and all this. Not bulky, but kind of broad-shouldered and long-armed. And the other one's more squatty and quicker with these hugely long arms. I thought Neto looked good again.
Neto looks amazing physically now.
And he was the quick. I thought he's actually quicker, much quicker than Hayden Connor.
Yeah, he is.
Much quicker.
He's quicker out of his stance. He's quicker to the second leg. He's just a quicker moving athlete. Somebody's asking, did we speak on Savion Wright? I would say 240 may be a stretch, but 230 I'm buying.
Yeah, I would buy 230. He had a little tire working there that you know, we used to call it the freshman 15.
Yeah.
But it looks like it may be a junior 15 for him. But look, he's also very quick and he's out there. I just think he has that body build, Jerry, where he's going to kind of strong through the hips and waist and whatnot as well.
Somebody asked, first team left guard, Zane. That was Hayden Connor. Neto was second, and Malik Ogbo third.
Yep, absolutely. All right. Anything else that we want to talk about here from your perspective, Jerry, as it relates to
Jelani McDonald looked tremendous physically. I already posted some photos on my Instagram of Jelani McDonald. I posted some photos of Derek Williams on there. Yep. I posted some Arch photos on Instagram. I'm going to post some more after we get off of this. I thought it's interesting. You know, Makuba is smaller physically than
I told you.
I mean, you know, he's 6 foot 180, 185. Yep. So he's not, he has that more of that sleek build at the safety position. I thought Xavier Filsimi, who's bigger than Makuba considerably, probably by 10 pounds, looks incredible physically. I mean, he really does. And it was interesting watching Blake Gideon coach those guys. And I may say a cuss word, so sorry if any kids are skipping school. But but they kids talk worse than we do, let's be real. My son says words I've never heard before. So Blake Gideon was getting on those guys pretty quick. He was, you know, when Jordan Johnson Rebell and Xavier Filsimi were going through a little drill together, he was like, all right, let's drop our ass and get ready for contact, like it's about to get really and physical. Okay, so it's the things. And he had Michael Taff and Derek Williams show those guys what the drill was supposed to look like. Again, these are very talented freshmen. that have played at a high level, but they're still freshmen, right? And when you go out there, your head's swimming, so maybe you don't hear things the first time. And then Gideon comes back and says, this is how it's supposed to be done. Let's get ready. Like, it's about to be a very physical contact play in front of you. So that's just the smaller coaching points that you love. By the way, DeAndre Moore Jr., first player. CJ reported that on the Coffee and Football. First player on the field. I love things like that because it shows you who maybe has a sense of urgency a little bit headed into spring.
Well, and you know who liked CJ's post on Twitter about that?
Jordan Whittington.
Yeah, so that's a telltale sign of a guy that's trying to, you know, Jordan Whittington, that was the guy that was playing behind him yesterday. Here's the combo block I was talking about earlier. You see Kelvin Banks, I probably didn't get it close enough, but he's going to be your left tackle here, closest to Kyle Flood coming towards the screen.
And Hayden Connor,
left guard. And then it's followed up quickly by Neto and Trevor Goosby. Right. And you'll see how quick Neto is on this.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
See how quick he was, Jerry?
Yeah.
Comparatively? I mean, just really, really quick. Just good stuff. Always good to see that kind of stuff.
Michael Kluckhoff, hey, you never know, man.
Absolutely. Hey, we want to say thank you real quick to our sponsor, one of our Tuesday sponsors, Mark Saunders. He usually does the recruiting breakdown. He is an Allstate agent here in Texas. If you're looking for an agent with 30-plus years experience, he's been doing this a long time. Texas alum Mark Saunders is the guy you want to call, 512-218-8571. That's 512-218-8571. And once again, 30 plus years experience in the business. Again, a guy that you can trust with your insurance needs. All right, Jerry, talking about insurance, let's circle back to what you saw, in your opinion, out of Kenny Baker and Johnny Nansen. And I mean by insurance, these are the people that replaced other people, right? Bo Davis and Jeff Choate.
Yeah.
What did you think there?
Yeah, by the way, Jerry Hamilton _ for those who asked for the Instagram, because I'm going to be posting a lot of player photos there. I already have Arch, Derek Williams, and Jelani McDonald up. I thought Kenny Baker brought the energy immediately, as you have to as a first-time coach on the D-line. It's an energy position. You have to strongly communicate with energy. But I thought he had, you know, look, they're farther into the field, right? So you don't get as much. Like when the DBs are working, I'm literally 3 feet behind Blake Gideon.
Yep.
I can hear every word he says, which is good and bad. But you can hear every word he says. With Kenny Baker, it's a little farther shot. But, you know, look, I mean, he went right into Sadir. I mean, they're going to push Sadir. You can tell that Kenny Baker is going to bring his energy to Sadir. And he's going to see if that energy's return. And when it wasn't, he sent him on a walk around the practice field.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the thing you have to do with these young D linemen, because it is such a motor position. Your job is to maximize that motor in every practice rep. When these guys start getting tired and you bring that energy out of the gate, and there's no question now with Sadir Mitchell what the expectations are for Kenny Baker.
Yeah, I will say this. So from a linebacker perspective, Johnny Nansen, in my estimation, a couple things. Anthony Hill looks like $1 million.
Yeah.
I mean, that he probably looks a little – I tell you what, Anthony Hill looks a little bit thicker than last year. Not less athletic thicker, but just thicker.
Right.
That would be number one. Number two, Maurice Blackwell.
Yeah.
Okay. He looks a little, just a hair thicker. He's still his long leaf kind of body type.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you who looked good and probably better than he ever has is David Benda.
Yeah. He's always been compact.
Yeah, he's always been. He's always been racked up. Yep. Right. That's kind of his piece. He just looks a little more authoritative right now. I think being a fifth year senior becomes him.
Yes.
Does that make sense? Yes. Like it fits him. Darian Gallette looked really athletic to me. Trey Moore. We didn't get a chance to talk. Let's talk about Trey Moore.
Yeah, we need to do that.
You got an accelerated, elongated look at him. I tell people about that.
So here's the thing with Trey to remember is Trey Moore is not going to be the first guy off the bus. He's not going to look like he's not the tallest. He doesn't have the longest arms, right? Does that sound familiar? That's what we used to say about Byron Murphy. So he's not physically imposing like when you first look at him in the cluster of the other edge guys, right? Like Colin Simmons is a taller guy and a longer guy than Trey Moore. Trey Moore does have the twitch, though. The twitch is there. It's no lie. The film didn't lie. If people that saw him in person, that he has the twitch. So he is not the first guy off the bus, right? That's not what he is. Even as good as Byron Murphy looked at the combine, he wasn't the first guy off the bus with the D-line guys, right? So it's very similar there. But what he has those quick feet. He has that pop. Every time he steps his foot, sticks his foot in the ground, there's a burst of acceleration.
He doesn't look it up top, but he does.
Very strong.
Very lower body. Yeah. that would be the caveat to that. I watched Makuba a little bit in coverage.
Yep.
Playing safety, by the way, looked very natural picking up people at safety. I mean, he took a crossing route away from Ryan Niblett really easily, by the way. I was really impressed with that. So I think that's going to be a plus. Jalen Gilbo, to me, looked good today.
If he's healthy, good player.
Right.
I mean, he started three games as a freshman when Barron was hurt. I mean, Jalen Gilbo is a quality player that, you know, if he's healthy, if that knee's healthy, he's got to remember Gary Patterson. He was so good. Gary Patterson tried to get him committed twice. Okay. So that Jalen Gilbo's a talented player.
All right. We're going to take a couple questions here. We've got some time. I think we've went through a little bit or not everything we saw, but we've got plenty of more time. We're going to go about 30 minutes today. So that's about 10 minutes more today, or at least right now. Then we have some other shows later this afternoon. Please feel free to pick up on that. CJ Vogel was also at practice. He's going to be back tonight with the live stream as well. He's already written an article, I believe, for the On Texas Football website. So there's going to be information and news there as well from Freelance Society. Do you think they are a few portal players away from really good to great? Should Texas go in all in on the next portal opening for defensive line? I don't think there's any doubt.
100%.
Yeah, they got the dudes. So my initial reaction, or one of my initial reactions that I wanted to talk about is the athleticism there that I think is there. When I walked on the practice field today, I saw it.
Yeah.
Okay. I do think they're a half year away from being the adults that are literally littering the field, right, with athleticism.
Yeah.
Now, offensive line looks like a different category than it has ever. Like, this may be the best offensive line by far since 2005.
I think so.
I mean, that's where I come in.
They should be. If they play up their talent level,
2005, 2006.
Yeah, they should be. I mean, this is it's multiple draft picks in here. There's multiple guys that are going to play in the NFL. And, you know, look, just think about this. Kelvin Banks came in and was a starting left tackle out of necessity. Yes, he was a five-star. Brandon Baker's the third-team right tackle.
They're
out of the gate. Right?
They are one to two defensive tackles away, in my opinion, from being a top four team in the country. Now, will they be top four early in the season? I don't know. And I'm going to say that, not that it matters because they only have Michigan that early. My point being, this team could be much better late in the year than early in the year based on the level of guys they have. And they're – look, Amari Nyblack, people talk about that.
He moves like a wide receiver at tight end. Oh, that's the best compliment I can give a guy.
And when he – he's so fluid for a tight end.
Yeah. He's going to run in the 4.5.
More fluid than JT Sanders.
Yeah.
So if you're guessing, like JT Sanders could be the number two tight end in the NFL draft. Okay. Amari Nyblack would, if you're sitting those two guys side by side right now, not at the same time in their career.
Sanders is a thicker guy.
Yeah.
But Nyblack is an athlete.
At the same time in their careers, if you were looking at them, you would likely take Nyblack over Sanders. I'm not, and that's nothing against JC Sanders because I think he's going to be an 8 to 10 year pro.
Right.
I mean, I'm just telling you, Nyblack out of that, that's the one that looks like an NFL player.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Gunnar Helm looked great. I'll tell you what. I mean, I think Jeff Banks was pretty happy with his group and drills. I mean, he gets after him, he coaches him hard, but he had a couple of smiles on his face. I think he likes, especially when Jordan Washington was going through drills. You know, Spencer Sanders. I think he likes his group. That's an impression I got. He likes his group. The running back depth has looked really good. You know, we're in a 30-minute window, guys, but it looks really good. I mean, when you consider Jarrett Gibson and Christian Clark are freshmen.
They don't look like freshmen.
They don't look like freshmen.
Neither one
physically.
Of them.
Oh, that's one of the interesting things was, where's Peyton Kirkland been? By the way, thank you all for coming in. We have approaching 800 people here, and I know everybody's working, so y'all are excited as we are. Peyton Kirkland being out in full pads and going through drills was interesting because he had major knee surgery, so he's back. That shows a little sense of urgency with him. Colton Vosick was in pads and was going through full workout today, which is good news because there's questions about that. The only guy I didn't see go was Freddie DeBose. He went back behind the offensive – sorry, I just cut in – he went back behind the offensive line back by the bubble and was getting some individual work. So Freddie DeBose was one guy who was not out there full speed with the regulars. I didn't notice anybody else, but Peyton Kirkland had major knee surgery. Brad Nurk, to answer your question, he's going to slowly try to work back, but he's fourth team right now.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, getting a lot of questions about newcomers. And if you has to ask me who I thought the most impressive freshman was, I would say Ryan Wingo.
Yeah.
Now that's at a position where he's going to be able to impress.
Right.
So I don't want to, you know, sit here and say it wasn't Colin Simmons or Zena or Xavier Filsimi or one of those guys that could. My issue was more of
you saw more out of Wingo.
Yeah,
today.
You do. You did because the window that we see, the media window is a bunch of quarterback, wide receiver, tight end, running back drills,
and D-liner on the opposite end of the
and
second
so,
field down.
Yep. But if I had to sit here and say, okay, you know, tell me the one guy you saw today that's an NFL player after day one that is a freshman, my number one pick would be Ryan Wingo.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
I mean, he has that second year downfield like Adonai Mitchell that allows him to get away from people.
And to Bobby's point, it's just when that second year shows up without full pads, not in a game, you really have a gear. You really have a gear.
Yeah, he broke loose of some. He's different now, and he's got a wide catch radius like Adonai Mitchell does. I'm not sure he's as athletic with his body, but he may have as good or better hands than Adonai Mitchell. Like Adonai last year, I saw him drop a couple passes
early when we got
him. Yeah, I didn't see the ball hit the ground against for Ryan Wingo. I mean,
by the way, impressive. There were a few drops today in our window, but it's the first day; it's going to happen, right? I mean,
couple of underthrows.
I mean, it's not going to be perfect all the time. But I just, you know, my major takeaway was, and I've said it on, I'm on record, so I've already said it. So I think this may be a better team than last year, because I just think, look, you have three straight top five classes. And that first class is juniors, and a lot of those guys are on the offensive line. And you have a lot of guys. I mean, Ethan Burks, they're going into year three. Baron Sorrell's year four. And it's that time for the Dre Bledsoe. Somebody asked about Dre Bledsoe. He absolutely looks 295 to 300 pounds. I mean, no doubt for those who are wondering, Dre Bledsoe, that weight is legitimate, 293, 295.
Number one there was Jonte Cook. Arch comes over here and starts throwing. Number two there was Matthew Golden. That's Cook that did drop that one. But you see behind him, that's Gunnar Helm running towards
Gunnar Helm
here.
Looked really good.
I thought he did too. He's gained another 5 pounds the right way. If you didn't get a good chance to see him, that was Ryan Wingo actually running that route. I thought I did a better job. There's Wingo actually. So, but anyways, I think all in all, Matt's our producer. Appreciate you doing this, Matt, and putting these up for us. The reality of it is Texas looked really, really good from a talent standpoint. And I'm not sure that I didn't see multiple NFL players at just about every position.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's where the program's
at. There have been years where we've covered this program. I've covered it. And there's not an NFL player at any at a couple different
at positions. Offensive line, for sure.
Yeah, well, yeah. But my point being, I think they may have a couple at just about every position.
Yeah.
What are you going to say?
Yeah, gives you a chance to compete.
Alex January was out there today. Yeah. He looked good. People have asked about him. I'm trying to think if there's other people.
So what's interesting, Terrence Brooks is really big right now. It's listed at 209, I believe it. Like, Manny Muhammad has the sleeker corner look. Terrence Brooks he is big. I mean, 5'11 and a half, 209 pounds with an 80-inch wingspan. He is big. I mean, his lower body's thick. There's a difference. He almost has a running back build in a way playing corner. If he had shorter arms, he'd look like a tailback. But that 80-inch wingspan on the guy, it's 5'11", 209. I mean, I 100% believe that weight, by the way. So Manny Muhammad's sleeker look. Warren Roberson's sleeker look, skinnier in the lower body than a Terrence Brooks. But Terrence Brooks is thicker in his lower body than any other corner by far. Kobe Black looked like a freshman physically. He's tall. He's probably the tallest corner at Texas. But he's still he will look totally different, kind of like Cedric Baxter. See, Cedric Baxter's still 218. He was 218 last year, 218 on the roster this year. But that 218 looks a lot different. It's more muscle. Definitely in the upper body. So I think Kobe Black maybe got 205 pounds by spring practice, but it's going to be a different looking 205 than the 205 right now. If that makes sense.
I'm just, very pleased. I think I'm gonna close with this because we got to get going. But I'm just very pleased overall with what I saw.
Direction of program.
No, it's just the same. It's not the direction, it's the sustaining of it. Because I think last year, guys, we saw some points to where, okay, we think they're putting it together. And they did.
Yeah.
They put it together. But now it's, can you keep it at that level? I still don't know if they're going to win 11 games or 12 or what.
Right.
Don't get me there yet. But they have the cats to sustain this.
Right. No doubt.
There is no question, even with going to the SEC.
This is what high level recruiting and development is supposed to look like on a football
field. Very good. Well, point. Yeah. Because there three or four guys maybe didn't look like they were in shape.
Right.
In the spring, usually I've seen years in Texas where there've been 10 to 15.
Yep. And no, by the way, nobody was wearing a Senior Frogs wristband or any Jamaica wristbands. There was no remnants of spring break anywhere. It was all business today.
That's good stuff, Jerry. Tashard Choice, by the way, guys. I just love watching him coach. Blake Gideon was getting after it a little bit. I like Kenny Baker's energy.
Sark was up in it in the fumble drills.
No
with
doubt.
With the quarterbacks and wide receivers.
Yeah, that was the very first video I took with Sark literally making sure they – look, it may have cost them the Washington game.
But here's the bottom line. You can't talk about obsession and coach from a golf cart.
Yep.
Okay. If you're going to talk obsession, you have to be in the drills obsessed as a head coach too. And that's what Sark's given his team.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, guys, I think that's going to do it for this little segment. We're going to have a Q&A later. We have got coffee and football tomorrow. We got a lot of stuff coming for you. We're going to share everything we have with you. Visit us on ontexasfootball.com. Literally, everything we've got is yours as well. We plan to share it with you. CJ will be back today. Jerry and CJ have we saw a recruit there. We can't talk about what we saw of the recruit, et cetera. But they've got a recruiting breakdown coming. We've got another live stream tonight where Rod and CJ are going to talk a little spring ball as well. So please join us. Feel free to get your questions in, et cetera, on and on. We're here for it. Just a great day, in my opinion. I love watching football on the field.
Yeah.
One final thought. Quinn Ewers' deep ball is getting better. Arch Manning's deep ball is getting better. They're going to hit more deep balls this year than they did last year.
Yeah.
Period.
And they're going to have more speed and total on the field.
I don't know that they'll have more speed than A.D. Mitchell and Xavier Worthy.
Well,
but I will say this.
Nye Black
changes it. I'll tell the other thing that gets it done for me is, Quinn's throwing the ball better deep.
Yeah.
He just is. If I took away one thing from the quarterbacks, it was that.
It was a great day, great start to spring practice. Yes, Ski Brack, Sark looked very happy with his contract.
So true. So I would be too, by the way.
Yes.
All right. Yes, you're right. Please hit the like button. If you're on, if you're watching us on YouTube, please hit the like button, subscribe to the channel. Also, if you're on Twitter, we're broadcasting these now on Twitter as well. Please subscribe to On Texas Football, at On Texas Football, and you'll be alerted to these as well. So, all right, Matt Hutchison, our producer, thanks so much for helping with the videos today. Jerry Hamilton, myself, CJ Vogel took some of these photos and pictures as well. Thank you all so much for joining us. We'll have more later today, but suffice to say, Texas Longhorn football program in very good hands and in very, very talented team.
Yep.
Again this year.
No doubt.
Good stuff. Good stuff, guys.